Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how you can get really, really freaking close to guaranteeing yourself a job offer with something called the funnel technique. Here's how it works. When we think about the job search, every search consists of a set of steps. So for me, my approach here at Cultivated Culture is focused on referrals, not online applications. So our series of steps in the job search is networking outreach that turns into informational interviews, which turn into referrals, phone screens, final rounds, and job offers. So that is the flow here. And that's exactly how I want you to start. I want you to think about your specific job search setup, the way that you're going about it. And I want you to map out every step in the process in theory, right? These may not have come to fruition just yet, but you want to think about, you know, if you're applying online, you submit an online app, and then you get, let's say, a phone screen, and then you get that first round interview, and then final round, etc. So you want to think about your process here and what that looks like. But mapping out the steps is the key piece here, because then what we can do is turn those steps into a funnel, and we can start tracking our data across the board, and then we can optimize for each of those steps to understand where things are falling short, what we can do to improve them, and we just gain a lot more control in the search here. So the reason why this is effective is because when you start tracking this data and you have things mapped out, you can start to reverse engineer the funnel here. You can start with the job offer at the very bottom, and then you can apply rates to each of the steps in the process, and you can work your way all the way back to the first step, whether that's applying or reaching out for networking or whatever it is. And then you know you need X number of inputs at the top of the funnel in order for all the math to work for you to get Y number of outputs, which in this case would be job offers. So I want to walk you through this in a little bit more detail. We'll break it down step by step. Here we go. The first thing is to do exactly what I just mentioned. I want you to map out your job search. I want you to list out every single step in your search. So again, mine is first, networking outreach, second, informational interviews, third, referrals, fourth, phone screens, fifth, final rounds, and then sixth, job offers. Next, what you want to do is set up your tracking. So what gets measured gets managed and optimized. If you're not tracking the data in your job search, you're not going to be able to measure it, and you're not going to be able to manage it and optimize it. So I want you to start tracking that data. And specifically, what I want you to track is the number of instances at each step. So how many applications you submit, how many networking emails you send. I want you to track the success rates at each step. And I want you to understand what that looks like holistically. So how successful are you at each step, and how successful are you across the entire funnel? I personally use a Google Sheet to do this. You can also use something like Teal has a great job tracker that you can leverage that's free. It's a Chrome extension that lets you easily add jobs, and you can track your progress there. But basically, you want to have essentially what's considered a CRM, if you will, for your job search, so you can track every step in the process and analyze this data. Next, what I want you to do is assign success rates to each step in the process. So you can look at your real world success rates if you have that. You know, for example, if you've been sending networking emails and you can see how many have I sent and how many conversations have I landed, that's a real metric. If you're applying online, you can see how many apps have I submitted and how many interviews have I landed. That's a real world metric. If you don't have real data, you can assume a 30% success rate. That's pretty safe across the board based on the average rates that we've seen for our clients and the people that we've worked with in the job search. Then what I want you to do is reverse engineer your funnel. So most job seekers start at the top of the funnel. They start with that first step. And I don't want you to do that. Instead, I want you to start at the bottom of the funnel with job offers. And I want you to think about how many you want. Now, you want to be realistic here. The more job offers you add, the crazier the numbers get. So I would recommend about 2. That's a safe number because that gives us some options at the bottom end of the funnel. That gives us some negotiating power, but it's also not 4 or 5, which can be make the numbers here a little bit crazy. So what we're trying to do here is balance things out. Then what you want to do is work from the bottom all the way up to the top. So for example, let's say I want those 2 job offers and my success rate at each step in the process is 30%. That means if I want 2 job offers, I need about 6 final round interviews. And in order to get 6 final round interviews, I need about 18 referrals or phone screens. And if I want those 18 referrals, I need to have about 54 networking conversations or touch points, which means I need to reach out to about 162 people. So that starting point is 162 people. If I reach out to 162 people and my success rate is 30%, I'm going to have about 50 to 55 networking conversations or touch points. If my success rate from those conversations is 30%, I'm going to land about 15 to 20 phone screens. And then if my success rate there is, again, about 30%, I'm going to land about 6 final round interviews. And if my success rate is about 30% there, I'm going to land my 2 offers. So hopefully you can see how that funnel works in both directions there. But this is so key because now you have a concrete starting point. You know, hey, this funnel starts with 162 networking emails. That's where I'm going to start too. Or this funnel starts with 162 online applications, whatever that is for you. But then you're going to start optimizing. So that initial funnel, it's just a starting point. Now you want to get out there and take action. And then you want to test different approaches. You want to experiment. You want to try different approaches, different strategies, different ways of going about this. You want to gather data on each, and then you want to optimize for each step. And basically, you're going to optimize from the top down. So you're going to optimize for that first step initially, right? How many conversations do I land? How many people reply to my networking emails? Or how many interviews do I get from online applications? And then you're going to optimize for the next step, which is turning the phone screen into the second round interview, and then turning the second round into the final, and then the final into the offer. You want to optimize for each step as you go through the process. And then the coolest part is this creates a blueprint for your future job searches. You can go ahead and take a look at this for your future job search and say, hey, in my last job search, here were my success rates at every single step. Again, if I want 2 job offers, 3 job offers, whatever it is, let me just reverse engineer the numbers, come up with that concrete number for the first step. And now I know what my success rates and my odds will be in this next job search. And that just gives you a heck of a lot more control. So this is something that we use for all of our clients. It's a bit of an oversimplified approach on the podcast episode here. The key piece that most people want to dive deeper into is that optimization setup and trying to figure out those ways to overcome lower numbers at certain rates and certain steps, or even just getting through that first step and optimizing it, because that can be the toughest part. But I promise you, if you start tracking the data across these steps, if you start tracking the data in your job search, you're going to be a lot more effective and you're going to be able to see what's working and what isn't, so you can double down on what is working. So that's it for today. Thank you as always for listening, and I will see you in the next episode of the podcast.